We're going to peel back the headline, Detroit is making a comeback now. Sure, there are success stories and many pervasive problems, too. A new study came out this week, and it shows that commercial property taxes in the city are the highest of any in the nation. NPR's Jason Margolis reports.
Here's a great thing about Detroit. It's easy to become a real estate mogul. Sean Harrington picked up an 8-story building downtown a dozen years ago, just 2 blocks from where the Tigers play.
I got that property for $400,000. Yeah, pretty cheap. It was originally the Iodent toothpaste factory, where they mixed iodine and tooth powder and made a toothpaste.
Think about that. $400,000 bought him enough space to build 14 apartments, now called the Iodent Lofts, and a 2-story martini bar below. Now, before you think he got such a steal, though, let Harrington finish describing the purchase.
The windows were basically gone. The roof was basically completely worn away. Pigeons had gotten in.
But he adds, the building had good bones. Harrington put $5 million into fixing it up. He said the city helped him get going with a tax abatement.
It's great for a brief period of time, but when that ends, all of a sudden your taxes go up too. So you wind up with $3,000 a month.
Or $36,000 a year. That's nearly $4,000 more than he'd be paying in New York. That city has the second highest commercial property taxes, according to the new study by the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy and the Minnesota Center for Fiscal Excellence. And Harrington is pretty sure he's not getting the same level of services he'd get in New York. Consider water. Harrington also runs the Town Pump Tavern, where we met. A few months ago, a city pipe burst and water gushed through his basement wall.
It wasn't like it was under light pressure. It was a fair amount of water.
Now, that could have happened anywhere. But in Detroit, it didn't get fixed properly. And Harrington got stuck with a hefty bill for all that water he never used.
We are sitting on a fighting over 81,000+.
Harrington's taxes also support things like underfunded and understaffed police and fire departments. His insurance agent said this substandard service is going to cost him.
Everybody with a building downtown is going to be paying more in insurance because we don't have any trucks that have the ability to pump water without leaking.
That last bit about all the trucks leaking might be hyperbole, but some do leak, and Detroiters pay more for insurance as a result. The new mayor is trying to tackle all of this. With regards to property taxes, the city is reassessing building values, lowering most in the city by 5 to 20%. Lower property values translate into lower taxes. Tax experts I spoke with say that's a good beginning, but tax rates also need to be lowered. I asked Harrington what he'd do with more money in his pocket.
Growth is the next logical step in business. Build a better kitchen, put a patio out.
The projects would create short-term work for local contractors, and Harrington would likely need a couple extra permanent employees as well. Detroit could definitely use that kind of growth. The city's unemployment rate is more than 12%. At this point, you might be wondering, why do small business owners like Harrington bother to stay in Detroit?
You know, I'm from here. This is my home. This is where I like living. That's why I live here. Going to the suburbs is not even an option for me.
So why are taxes in Detroit so high? Ren Farley, a demographer at the University of Michigan, says there are historical reasons.
The story of Detroit after World War II is losing businesses, losing residents, and one way of adjusting was to add taxes. Detroit has the highest income tax in the state of Michigan, has a 2% tax on corporate profits, has a tax on utility bills. Those are unique to Detroit, and they were imposed because the tax base was disappearing.
In 1950, Detroit had roughly 1.9 million residents. Today, there are 680,000. That's a 65% decrease.
Yeah, so we're 2 stories with a mezzanine.
A few hours before opening, Sean Harrington shows me around his martini bar, the Centaur. It's polished and swanky. Just outside, the neighborhood is an odd mix of nice places and neglected buildings and parking lots surrounded by chain-link fences. Harrington firmly believes that Detroit is on the road to recovery, but he's also tired of people here sugarcoating things. He says Detroiters have become too defensive.
There was an umpire that came in and he said Detroit is a really crappy, you know, city. I come out of my hotel, I walk past crappy block after crappy block and with the occasional nice thing. And he tweeted this out, and everyone was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he talked about the crappy blocks. Well, then we should fix the crappy blocks.
You know, you're interesting because you're sort of a pragmatist, optimist, and pessimist all at the same time.
I'm a true Detroiter.
Jason Margolis, NPR News, Detroit.